I have our local expert, Jim Lynn. Many of you have heard him before on KTWH. He is with me in the studio. Thanks, Jim, for being here.
You bet. Anytime.
All right. Well, we are here. Jim was very responsive because this isn't just sort of a quarterly interview. This is one for the moment. And it's because there's been so much scuttlebutt about owls. Now, if you are streaming us online at ktwh.org and aren't anywhere near Two Harbors or the North Shore, you should know that these days when you drive along Highway 61, you are likely to come across many cars in bunches, and they look like there's been an accident, but then you notice nobody looks very traumatized, and in fact, everyone is just staring into the woods. And so we have started to figure out there's a lot of owls right now on the North Shore, and so Jim is the perfect one to tell us about it. So first of all, Jim, I'm going on and on, but really we want to hear from you. What happened on your way in here this morning?
Oh, well, I just had about a half hour before coming in, so I thought I'd take a spin around because there have been a lot of owls around. Didn't see any up in the country, but went down by the Agate Bay, down in front of the depot.
Yeah.
Two great gray owls along with about 16 cars and about 22 people. And I don't know if I did the math on the amount of money and optics and cameras. There's probably over $100,000 worth of lenses or more.
So, whoa. So you hit the jackpot with both owls and people.
Yeah.
And gear.
Yeah, right, right, yeah.
Wow. So what is it about this winter? Tell us the story.
Well, it's not unusual for us to have what are called northern owl eruptions.
Okay.
So this winter, it's mainly two species, a great gray owl, which is a big 2.5-3 foot long owl, and
whoa,
then small boreal owls,
yeah,
which are, you know, just like small football-sized birds. Great grays, they nest here every year in Minnesota. They're a resident bird, but every 4 years or so, the vole and small mammal populations will crash. They go on this four or five-year cycle up in Canada and northern Minnesota, and when the vole populations crash, the owls go out in search of food, and often they come down into Minnesota, and just like a lot of migrant birds, they hit the shore of Lake Superior and get concentrated along the shore. And so the last month has just been really impressive numbers of great gray owls and boreal owls. People have been out and seen 10 or 15 great grays in a day, and one or two or three boreal owls, which is really crazy because boreal owls is one of the hardest birds to find in North America.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's pretty exciting. Yeah.
So it seems like, so they're coming from the south, from the north,
mm-hmm,
and they're migrating here, and they're just, what is it? They seem perfectly happy to be visible to everybody, but they're just sitting there, and I know my husband has heard some amazing sounds come from owls. Like, what can people expect who might go looking for owls?
Well, these two birds really aren't too vocal this time of year.
Okay.
So you're unlikely to hear either one of them vocalizing. But they're just hunting. They when they start to get hungry, they'll hunt during the day, and they're just looking for small mammals, voles, and they really kind of just zone out everything around them. You get these crowds.
Highly focused.
Yeah. And, you know, in this day and age, word gets out fast among social media and different texting groups and things. And so there are people here literally from around the world. I've heard that there's people from Ireland. There's people from all over the U.S., California, the East Coast. People are coming when these all show up like this.
Wow.
Yeah.
That should be part of our shoulder season economy.
Yeah. Right. It's just
shout out.
Right. The problem is they're just not predictable
in any way.
Yeah. You think you've got them figured out and then they just don't show up.
Normally, are these people more up in the Thunder Bay area, or is it the fact that they're all coming into one spot?
The owls?
Yeah.
I mean, they're you know, way up into far northern Canada. It's just vast areas.
Okay.
And just, yeah, northern Minnesota, northeast Minnesota just has always been like a concentration point when we get an eruption. It's just always an easy place to see a lot of birds, you know.
Okay.
20 years ago, we had the eruption where there were over 5,000 great gray owls seen throughout the winter and 600 boreal owls. And we're not at that level this year, but we are. There's probably 350 to 400 great gray owls have been seen in northern Minnesota this winter,
wow,
along with the probably close to 200 boreal owls. So,
is there any official count happening?
Well, no one's actually, you know, doing a systematic count, but I'm helping compile all the records. So there's what's eBird, which is an online bird database that people enter their sightings. So we're compiling records from there and just word of mouth sightings from folks. And there's a fair number of great gray owls actually that are getting hit by cars.
Oh,
and then,
really?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Well, they just kind of have tunnel vision when they're hunting.
Oh.
They're not adapted to a fast moving car, and they will just fly in front of the car. And we'll see at the end of the season how many end up being picked up, but I know of at least 15 to 20great gray owls, yeah, that have been picked up. So,
are they endangered in any way, or?
Great gray owls, no, probably neither species really is, but boreal owl used to nest in Minnesota occasionally, and now they just seem to not nest at all. So, I mean, there's still a lot of boreal owls up in Canada and in the western U.S., but in Minnesota, they just, as a nesting species in the summer, they're not here like they used to be.
Okay.
Yep.
I was going to ask if the season, the sort of the type of winter we're having, does this have anything to do with it, or is it really just a cyclical thing?
I think, you know, the consensus, the conventional wisdom is that it's mainly driven by food, by these vole.
And why are there, is the vole thing cyclical, or is that because of the winter?
No, okay. The vole thing is a pretty well-documented cycle of like 4 to 5 years, and I don't know what exactly drives that, but it just seems to really be that prey, you know, what they're eating. The weather can certainly affect it. I think when the snow starts to get deeper, they do start to come out more to the roadsides and become more visible and looking for, you know, easier places to hunt.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So deep snow is not necessarily their friend.
Not super deep snow. They do need some snow because that's where the rodents are, you know, that's where they're hiding out. And they can hear them through the snow. They don't need to see them. It's just...
Really?
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yep. And remind me about their vision. They don't have any peripheral?
Well, they can't... I mean, they can turn their head.
Right.
I mean, just like everybody knows. But their eyes don't move much inside the sockets like our eyes do. So that's where, you know, wherever they're pointing their head is what they can see, and they just really don't see much off on the sides.
Yes.
Yeah.
So did you bring up your children with Pooh Bear and Owl and...
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Know we did.
Yeah.
Owl had quite a character.
Yeah.
Very distinctly.
Yeah.
The whole wise owl thing. Do
right.
you know any... What about that? Any wisdom to depart about that?
Are they wise? I don't know.
I know.
I don't know.
They certainly are fierce predators. Have you ever seen one actively hunting?
I have, quite a bit. I actually got to see 20 years ago during that big eruption, I got to see a great gray owl attack and kill a northern hawk owl up by Silver Creek, which had never been documented before. That bird was probably pretty desperate to go after another owl. So
wow.
Yeah.
Whew. Wouldn't want to be in the way of an owl's talons. Whew. I'm speaking with Jim Lind, our local expert on birds, all things birds, and this morning owls. Anything to final? What else, Jim? Is there anything before we sign off here? I know you're about to head out and do a little more looking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, enjoy these birds while you can. They'll probably be, should be a handful around at least through March, I would say. And after that, they'll most likely head back up north into their breeding grounds, and we won't see them for a while. So,
all right.
Enjoy them while you can.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for being with us, and have a great day out there.
Yep, you too. Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Jim Lind, local expert on birds. And aren't we lucky to have him coming into the studio?